From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First news comes from President Joko Widodo inspected the seed central source and Rumpin seed bed in Rumpin sub-district Bogor Regency West Java on Friday morning. The location is a plant nursery which is being prepared by Indonesian government to overcome the ecological challenges. It is expected to be completed in 2021 and can start operating. It is also estimated to be able to produce more or less than 16 million seedlings. After inspecting the location, President Joko Widodo explained that the seeds produced at the Rumpin seed source and nursery will be distributed to locations or areas that frequently experience floods and landslides. However, Jokowi also hopes that the seed source location can also plant that have an economic function.
Bibit-bibit ini akan apa? Nantinya kita sebar di lokasi-lokasi yang sering banjir, kabupaten dan kota yang sering longsor.
The government will distribute selain the seeds in locations that often flood, such as regions and cities that often experience landslide. Aside from the ecological function, the government hopes that there will also be an economic function. So I advise this nursery at Rumpin Bogor to plant both ecological and economic function due to the government wanting to develop a green economy in the future. Moreover, the seed source center and Rumpin nursery will use an area of 159.58 hectares, consisting of a seed zone, a community management zone, a training zone, and a business development corridor zone. The president also said the development in this area will be a beginning and a pilot example for a similar development, which will be carried out in a number of locations, such as Lake Toba, North Sumatra, Mandalika, NTB, Labuan Bajo NTT, and Likupang North Sulawesi. It does not include the construction of a nursery for mangrove forest improvement.
Kita sudah merencanakan akan kita kerjakan kurang lebih 630.000.
The government has planned and will work on approximately 630,000 hectares of mangrove, so the government also needs a nursery which it will also prepare it. Furthermore, the head of state also surveyed of the net culture laboratory at the location as well as observed the pruning garden, shading house, and propagation house. After the president reviewed the location of the planned development of the Center for Seed and Tropica International Forest Research. During the inspection, the president was also accompanied by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar, Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, and Director General of Watershed Control and Forest Rehabilitation Hudoyo. The Indonesian government has issued a presidential regulation to boost the accelerated realization of national strategic projects. Out of the 269 projects proposed by ministries, regional governments, and state-owned and privately run companies. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated on Friday that the Committee for Acceleration of Priority Infrastructure Delivery, KPPIP, was mandated in early 2020 to evaluate the proposed national strategic projects. The Presidential Regulation No. 109 of 2020 is the third round of amendment to Presidential Regulation No. 3 of 2016 on the acceleration of national strategic projects. The condition of healthcare during the pandemic is a concern to the Indonesian government. Many steps have been taken to overcome this problem, especially by issuing protocols and regulation to ensure quality health services remain available and accessible to all people. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Health, Terawan Agus Putranto, in a virtual discussion entitled Health and Good Welfare, using the 2030 Agenda to Achieve Health Reform on Friday. According to Terawan, President Joko Widodo has given direction to reform the Indonesian health system as a whole by prioritizing digital technology.
Presiden Republik Indonesia telah memberikan arah untuk merancang atau mereformasi sistem kesehatan Indonesia secara menyeluruh.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia has provided direction for designing or reforming the Indonesian health system as a whole by promoting information technology and digitization in the health sector. Indonesia, as an archipelago country with a very large population, needs to develop digital health service or digital health technology. With the development of digital health services, it is hoped that it can increase access to health services for all people who lived and are spread throughout the archipelago in Indonesia. This virtual discussion on health in a series of activities for the Sweden-Indonesia Sustainability Partnership Week, organized by Team Sweden, the Swedish Embassy, and Business Sweden in commemoration of 70 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Sweden. Let's move on to the international news. The European Union and Britain said on Friday there were still substantial differences over a Brexit trade deal as the European Union chief negotiator prepared to travel to London in a last-ditch attempt to avoid a tumultuous final to the five-year Brexit crisis. As quoted by Reuters.com, with just 5 weeks left until the United Kingdom finally exits the European Union orbit on December 31st, both sides are calling on the other to compromise on the three main issues of contention: fishing, state aid, and how to resolve any future disputes. The two sides will shortly resume face-to-face negotiation after they had to be suspended last week when one of the European Union chief negotiator Michael Barnier's team tested positive for COVID-19. An Iranian diplomat and three other Iranians went on trial in Belgium on Friday, accused of planning to bomb a meeting of an exiled opposition group in France in 2018. The first time an European Union country has put an Iranian officials on trial for terrorism. As reported by Reuters.com, Belgian prosecutors charged Vienna-based diplomat Asadollah Asadi and the three others with plotting an attack on a rally of the Paris-based National Council of Resistance of Iran. Asadi, who was arrested while on holiday in Germany and handed over to Belgium, is refusing to appear in court and did not attend the first day of the trial in Antwerp. He was not commented on the charges. Donald Trump has said he will leave the White House if Joe Biden is formally confirmed as the next U.S. president. As reported by BBC.com, answering reporters' questions for the first time since losing the 3rd November vote, Trump insisted, however, that this race is far from over. Individual states are currently certifying their result after Biden was projected as the winner with an unassailable lead. The Democrat leads Trump 306 votes to 232 under the Electoral College system that is used to pick U.S. president. The tally is far more than 270 needed to win, and Biden also leads the popular vote by more than 6 million. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. first news come from Mojokerto East Java on news from across Indonesia today. The Cultural Heritage Preservation Center archaeological team of Trawulan Mojokerto East Java conducted excavation at the location of the discovery of the Patirtan or ancient bathing place in the area of Mount Klotok, Kediri City. And archaeologist Nugroho Haryo Lukito last Wednesday said that the discovery of the Patirtan originated from the zoning activity of Klotok Temple in 2017. From a survey in the Klotok Mountain area, Kediri, a number of points had the potential to store cultural heritage objects, one of which was an ancient brick structure and spring used by residents for irrigation. Next news comes from Malang East Java. The Sepasar Pedas program, or the Smart Trader Market School initiated by the Malang City Cooperative Industry and Trade Office, received the 2020 Top 45 Public Service Innovation Award from the Indonesian Ministry of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform. The award was officially handed over by Minister Cahyo Kumolo to the head of the agency, Wahyu Setianto, in Jakarta on Wednesday. Last news comes from Magelang, East Java. Last Wednesday, farmers cum cultural activities of the Lima Gunung community held a cultural ritual Donga Kali, Larung Sengkala, on the Progo River, which borders the city and district of Magelang, Central Java. It was held as an expression of hope that various difficulties in living together, including the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, will be resolved soon. Listener, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, the first event is that on November 28, 1975, Fretilin, or the Revolutionary Front for an Independent East Timor, proclaimed the independence of East Timor from Portugal. On April 25, 1974, the Carnation Revolution began in Lisbon City, Portugal. It was a bloodless revolution or coup that took place in Portugal. During this period, Portugal gave up almost all of their colony. The Fretilin Party exploited the situation and political turmoil in Portugal. The Fretilin Party proclaimed the independence of East Timor, now called Timor-Leste, on November 28, 1975. This proclamation was marked by the lowering of the Portuguese flag in the Dili Square, followed by the raising of the Fretilin flag, a moment of silence, and reading of the text of the proclamation by Fretilin chairperson Francisco Xavier do Amaral. On the same day, Portugal declared its support for the proclamation of Fretilin. Next event is that in 1979, the accident of Air New Zealand Flight 901 occurred. Air New Zealand Flight 901, also known as the Mount Erebus accident, is an accident involving an aircraft owned by Air New Zealand. This incident occurred on November 28, 1979. Air New Zealand Flight 901 with tail registration number ZKNZP crashed into Mount Erebus, Ross Island in the Antarctic Pole. The aircraft was scheduled to fly from Auckland, New Zealand for an excursion flight to Antarctica. The destination of this aircraft is Christchurch International Airport, New Zealand. This aircraft carried 237 passengers and 20 crew members. All of them died instantly. The accident is New Zealand's deadliest disaster. The last event is that in 1928, Persija Jakarta was established. The Jakarta Indonesian Football Association, or Persija, was founded on November 28, 1928, or exactly a month after the youth pledge. Persija was originally named Futbalbon Indonesis Jakarta, or VIG. VIG is one of the clubs that co-founded the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI. At the time, VIG was represented by Soekardi in the formation of the PSSI at Société Hadi Projo, Yogyakarta on Saturday, April 19, 1930. The Kemayoran Tiger, nicknamed Persija, had a loyal support group called Jackmania. And listener, stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at www.vinews.id and shortwave frequency 3325 kHz.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pada bayangan
rasakan kenyataannya, cinta tak harus selalu miliki.
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia on Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises guarantees investing in Indonesia. Indonesia is running three government priority programs in dealing with the COVID-19 virus pandemic and economic recovery. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir revealed it at the World Economic Forum WEF Special Virtual on Indonesia on Wednesday. This forum was attended by 43 international CEOs from 20 countries. The three priority programs are, first, the safety of the Indonesian people in handling COVID-19, second, the widest possible provision of jobs, and third, plans for job creation in the future. This program is called Healthy Indonesia, Working Indonesia, and Developing Indonesia. In a press conference after the forum, Erick Thohir said the government has also shown business players that the pandemic had not dampened the ongoing priority programs. Global entrepreneurs have also shown high interest in investing in Indonesia. He said that Indonesia has a job creation law that provides comfort for investors to do business and provides legal certainty. Erick Thohir also explained Indonesia's plan to form a sovereign wealth fund or an investment endowment fund to be used for accelerating national strategic projects run by the government. He assured investors that the SWF's design by Indonesia would be managed in a transparent and accountable manner to avoid potential fraud, such as what happened to the Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MBD, as is known. 1MBD is a Malaysian government investment fund that was formed in 2009 by former PM Najib Razak. Recent allegations of misuse of funds amounting to $4.5 billion have surfaced and are still being investigated by the U.S. Department of Justice and other countries such as Switzerland and Singapore. In the past 3 years, the scandal has seen several arrests, the closures of several banks, and the seizure of millions of dollars worth of assets around the world. World Economic Forum Special Virtual on Indonesia is part of a series of a country strategy dialogue which brings together the government of a country with the global business players. The forum was attended by Indonesian President Joko Widodo from the Bogor Presidential Palace via video conference, accompanied by several related ministers. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Meninggalkan semua kenangan, menutup lembaran cerita. Oh sayangku, aku tak mau. Ku tahu semua akan berakhir, tapi ku tak rela lepaskanmu. Kau tanya mengapa aku tak ingin pergi darimu, dan mulutku diam membisu. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Apakah yang harus aku lakukan untuk menarik perhatianmu lagi? Oh, walaupun harus mengubah tetap di sini, lihat aku, duhai sayangku. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Masihkah ada hasratku untuk mencintaiku lagi? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
And there was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, besides being known as the city of pineapples, Subang, a district in West Java, also has many exotic and amazing waterfall tourism attractions, one of which is Jiangin Waterfall. Jiangin Waterfall is very appropriate to be visited by tourists who have an adventurous spirit. In addition, this waterfall can also provide a different and fun vacation sensation. Listener, Jiangin Waterfall is included in the Naglasari Village area, Cibesi Village, Ciater Subdistrict. This waterfall has two waterfalls with different bases. The waterfall above has a height of 4 meters, while the waterfall below has a height of about 7 meters. For visitors who want to taste their adrenaline, they can jump from the waterfall that is above or below. Under this waterfall, there is a pool with a depth of 5 meters. Jiangyin Waterfall attracts many tourists because it relies on its natural beauty and uniqueness, as well as the location around the waterfall. It is called Jiangyin because the water that falls from the top of the cliff brings a strong wind gust so that the surrounding air is cool. Jiangyin Waterfall was opened to the public on December 23, 2015. By paying an entrance ticket of 15,000 rupiahs, you can enjoy the atmosphere of Jiangyin Waterfall. For visitors who want to camp, there is also a camping area. In addition, this also provides lodging for visitors who are interested in feeling the sensation of staying in a rural area with a natural atmosphere that is cool, peaceful, and comfortable. Listener, if you are in West Java, precisely in Subang, which is about 132 kilometers away, with an estimated travel time of about 2 hours from Jakarta, or about 53 kilometers from Bandung City, please take your time to relax and enjoy the beauty of Jiangyin Waterfall while trying delicious nasi liwet, complete with side dishes, which are culinary delights that must be tasted by tourists who come to Jiangyin Waterfall. And listener, this is Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta.
Akan rasa itu semakin ada. Tidak pernah hilang walau waktu terus berjalan.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, Brawijaya University, Unibraw, Malang, received an award from the Directorate General of Intellectual Property of the Ministry of Law and Human Rights.Unibraw is the university that has filed the most patents during the COVID-19 pandemic. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the university proposed 132 patents, followed by the Bandung Institute of Technology (ITB) and Malang State University (UNM) with 61 and 52 patents respectively. President Director of the Unibraw Innovation and Entrepreneurial Incubator Agency, Setiono Yudo Tiasmoro, said that the award received this time was an achievement made during the pandemic, because many universities with patents had decreased.
but Brawijaya University was productive in registering their patents. Head of the Center for Intellectual Property Rights of University of Brawijaya, Professor Elok Zubaida, said that efforts to increase the number of patents during the pandemic are a challenge for the IPR Center of Brawijaya University because the IPR must find inventors whose products are eligible for patents. According to Professor Elok, the pandemic is a challenge for the IPR Center because all the programs that have been arranged include outreach, patent drafting training cannot be carried out directly. Thus, an online strategy is needed. Well, listener, stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang ku harapkan, tiada lagi yang ku impikan. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I will present to you a keroncong song, Hidarut Harapanku, to be sung by Indah Susanti. The song, which was composed by Sapari and W.S. Nardi, tells about someone's hope. The hope has been carved and echoed. The hope is Indonesia's happiness and prosperity. Lyrics of the song are not quite long, but it has a deep meaning. The song is accompanied by melodious rhythm. Listener, this is Indah Susanti with Harapanku. Enjoy.
Betapa hati
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.